have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music, KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
I'm a game changer. Put me in, coach. I love it. That right there gets me hyped. It's just something about that one, boy. That's it. This is your boy. The game changer himself, Hadi Andre. And welcome to another Sunday with us with your boy Dre. And I'm telling you, it has been quite the week. And like I always like to say, yeah. But we back. We back. And I'm going to tell you right now, I say it quite often. I say it all the time. Matter of fact, I may say it too much. But you know what? I really do mean it this time. Not like I did mean it the last time, or the last time I said it was the last time, that was probably going to be the last time. It turned out it wasn't the last time, just the next time. I missed you guys, and I'm so glad you took out just a small amount of your time to share with me for another Sunday with Nuts with Drink. And again, I would be remiss, of course, if I didn't read the disclaimer to you and say, hey, I'm doing it for you guys. I love helping people. It's just what I do. I'm a giver. So I'm giving you all this helpful advice so you can be better. I mean, it's a blessing and it is a curse. And I'd like to take this opportunity to thank the lovely woman of God, the visionary Miss Kimberly Robinson, Elation Magazine, for giving me such a wonderful platform in which I can use to help so many people. Elation Magazine, getting bigger and better every day. God is really increasing the territory, and we are so excited about the things to come. Elation Magazine, you better catch it now, because if you don't catch it now, go ahead. Now, let's jump right into it. This first segment is one of the staples of the Sunday with Nuts with Dre. It is the Out of Order. You know what? This is truly one of the first segments that I ever did Sunday with Nuts, because you know what? I was inspired to help people get their life in order. Yeah. See, there's a lot of people out there that they're unaware of just how foul and out of line they're living. Now, look here. You could be out of order. Could be a family member out of order. Could be a friend out of order, could be a coworker, a stranger in the street, someone you see at your local grocery store, at the bank, or someone you pass as you're walking through the park on a beautiful, sunny, yet hot day. I believe it's our duty and obligation to point out to people who are doing things that are out of order to help them do what? Get back in order. Now, if you don't recognize any of these, and anybody you know, that's because you know what? All of them are you. And you are living completely and totally out of order. Get your life right. Get in order. Number one, if this is you, you're out of order. Now, I ain't got no problem with the self-expression. Again, you know, a lot of people, you know, tattoos is a big thing. Everybody got a tattoo, seem like. This is just a tattoo generation. And there's nothing wrong with the body art. But now sometimes, you know, you have to be mindful of your body art. If this is you, you're out of order. If you got a tattoo of praying hands on your body, Jesus praying hands, and the fingernails on the hands are dirty, you out of order. See, Jesus, I know Jesus was a carpenter, but I just don't believe his fingernails was, I never seen in the Bible where his fingernails were dirty. I watched a lot of movies with Jesus in it, and he never had dirty nails. So if you got praying hands tattooed on your body and the nails are dirty, you out of order, okay? Wash your body and your hands, okay? If this is you, you out of order. Lord Jesus. If you finance in a car with a cassette player in it, let me tell you something. They don't even make cassette players no more in cars. So if you finance in a car with a cassette player in it, that says a lot about your credit and your character. Man, bad things happen to good people, but come on. A cassette player, they don't even make cassettes no more. You out of order for that. If this is you, you out of order. If your house is so nasty, the mice in your house complain about the roaches. See, that's just nasty, and you're out of order. That's too much. If this is you, you're out of order. If you gave your dog fleas, see, you're out of order. See, the dog ain't getting, if the dog got the fleas from you, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. The dog over there scratching, you over there scratching. And the only thing about it is, you can actually get in a tub or get you a back scratcher. The dog got all he can use is his paws. Come on now. Quit giving the dog fleas. Take a bath. Wash yourself. You might want to put on a flea collar yourself. If this is you, you're out of order. Lord Jesus. Wow. Okay. If you and your mama move into the apartment with your girlfriend. First of all, wait a minute. You and your mama move into your girlfriend's apartment? Y'all, that's a new definition of mama's boy. You and your mama move into your girlfriend's apartment, and she a fool for letting y'all move in. But you know what? All three of y'all out of order. If this is you, you out of order. Women, if you wearing a wig that's nappy, let me tell you something. If you got a nappy wig on, if you can't even if you can't straighten up the hair in your wig, you out of order. If this is you, you out of order. Lord Jesus, if you go up to get prayer and fart when the pastor lays hands on you, you know, that ain't nothing but the devil. That's a whole different type of exorcism too, ain't it? But you're still out of order. If this is you, you're out of order. Lord Jesus, beauty is in the eye of the beholder, okay? It really is. And if you look hard enough at anything and anybody, I'm truly positive and sure that you can find beauty in them somewhere, okay? But now, they say beauty is only skin deep, but ugly is to the bone. And if this is you, you're out of order for being ugly. If you this ugly, if you so ugly, although you've never done drugs, they use your picture to illustrate the effects of smoking crack. Woo! Good Lord, that's ugly. You out of order. If this is you, you out of order. If you let your 4-year-old son ride the mega bus by himself to go see his dad in Chicago, you know what? If you don't get on that mega bus with your child, okay? And finally, if this is you, you showing up out of order. If you so dumb, you go to the ATM and try to get money out using your, wait for it, your Kroger Plus card or your Food Line card. If you're in St. Louis, your Snooks card. Ain't no money on there. Again, I'm not trying to hurt nobody. I'm just trying to help people, okay? I want to be a blessing, not a curse. I love you guys, and I just want you to be better and do better, okay? Now, this right here. I like helping people, and I like helping people in a way that, you know, I'm not asking for no gratitude. I'm not asking for, you know, recognition. It's just something I love to do, okay? And now, this next segment, and I'll share you again, it's called What's Going On? See, what's going on? What's really going on? This world is full of crazy. It don't make no sense. Marvin Gaye had a song decades ago, and it's called What's Going On? It's back in the 70s. What's going on? They don't know. They don't know. I don't know. It's a lot of craziness and silliness. No, it's just some nonsense in the world. What's going on? I'm just asking. What's really going on? This one right here. Folks out here is desperate. These are desperate times. These are desperate times. With this economy, it's desperate. It is desperate. Now, what's really going on? You know what? I had a dude that robbed me 2 days ago. Yeah. Robbed me. Came up to me with a gun. Robbed me at gunpoint. And took a post-dated check. I'm telling you, what's really going on? Folks are out here suffering, y'all. The man took a post-dated check from me. What's really going on? This one right here, what's really going on? The church... You know what? The church is out of hand. There's just things going on in the church. See, it's just really what's really going on. Look here. The praise dancers up there dancing with butts so big, they can't even drop them. They got to lower them down slowly and then have somebody help them pick it back up. What's really going on? What's really going on? Look here. I had a man back into my car a couple of nights ago. An electric wheelchair, and then had the nerve to try and run. You know what? You gonna hit me in an electric wheelchair and try and run? You can't hit and run in a wheelchair. You know what? And I even gave him a block and a half head start before I walked up to him and pushed him out of the wheelchair, went in his pocket, and took $30 out of his wallet. Come on, man. What's really going on, folks? Think about it. Make no doggone sense. again, I want to be a blessing, not a curse. I'm not doing this for me. I'm doing this for y'all. And it's just wrong out there. It's some wrong out there. Now, this next segment is a segment that I really do believe has helped some women. Because women, you know, here's the thing. Women, when y'all go out or go to dinner or things like that, y'all hanging out together, y'all always go to the bathroom together. So there's always been a strong sisterhood, a bond with women, a lot stronger than men. Because if I'm somewhere, you know, me and my coworkers, me and my boys, or, you know, me and my brothers, we hanging out. Let me tell you something. If one of them say, man, hey, woo, this Arby's and this barbecue sauce didn't agree with me, I got to run to the bathroom. I'm not going to say, hey, man, wait, whoa, man. I might have a little something in me I need to let out. And I'm going to go with you. You know what I'm saying? That way we can finish our conversation in the stalls. So women got that sisterhood. But then there's some things that, you know, you women say and try and do is look catty. No! And you say things, and you have to ask yourself, you say it with a smile on your face, but is it really positive? And that's what this segment is called. Is that really positive? Even though you say it with a smile on your face, is it really positive? Number one, is it really positive? Girl, your hair looks cute for a change. I really do like it this time. Wait a minute. Is that really positive? So that means all these other times my hair has been jacked up and you've hated it. But I ain't had the guts or the concern or the care or the sisterly love for me to tell me that I've been walking out here looking like Sideshow Bob. Hell, look like Bozo the Clown, okay? Look like Don King's sister. Come on, man. Is that really positive? This one right here. Is that really positive? So what if your new girlfriend looks better than you? Girl, it ain't all about looks. Wait a minute. Whoa. Reverse. So what? His new girlfriend looks better than you. It ain't all about looks. Is that really positive? Who the hell side is she on? Number three. Is that really positive? Oh, this one right here. Girl, I'm going to tell you like this. You lucky you got a good man. Whoa, wait a minute. Luck. It's got to be luck. So I didn't earn the right. I don't have the right to have a good man. But I'm lucky to have a good man because technically I'm not supposed to have a good man. Women, is that really positive when she tells you that? And finally, this one right here. Is that really positive? Wow. You look great. I can't believe you lost all that weight. Wait a minute. Pump the brakes. Okay, it started out good, but then that second part. Girl, you look great. Okay. But then, I can't believe you lost all that weight. So, you supposed to stay bloated forever? You supposed to stay big forever? Overweight forever? So, you look good, but they can't believe you lost all that weight. So, you supposed to keep the weight on forever. Come on. Is that really part? I mean, that first part was, but that second part, I'm just asking, is that really positive? Again, I don't know. I'm asking the questions, and I want you all to ask those same questions, please. Now, this next segment, again, actually for my family and friends and the Boot Hill and Missouri, Hate Tide, Caruthersville, Kenton, Missouri. But I got family all in the Boot Hill, family in St. Louis and Arkansas, I'm telling you. But you know, there is something that we dread living in the Boot Hill. Every summer, there's something that we dread. And we dread it more than famine. We dread it more than gun violence. We dread it more than tornadoes. We dread it more than thunderstorms. We dread it more than earthquake. And that's called the Boot Hill mosquito. Every summer around this time, they come out When the sun goes down, they come out. And I'm telling you, the Boot Hill mosquitoes is bad. If you never encountered a Boot Hill mosquito, I'm going to give you just some examples of how bad the Boot Hill mosquito is. The Boot Hill mosquito is so bad that I'm just going to tell you, if you got a Boot Hill mosquito in your car, you're trying to speed up and run and swerve in your car to keep it off balance. You mess around and get a ticket. Matter of fact, you might jump out of your moving car to get away from a Boot Hill mosquito. That's how bad they are. The Boot Hill mosquitoes are so bad, Lord Jesus. You just can't smack it. Now, you got to pistol whip it in front of other mosquitoes to show it that you mean business. The Boot Hill mosquito is so bad. Lord Jesus. That black people won't run their air conditioner during the summer unless a Boot Hill mosquito is in their house. I'm telling you. When growing up in the Boot Hill, I'm telling you, in the summertime, man, it could be 178 degrees outside. Mama would not turn that air conditioner on for nothing. We'd have a fan going. We'd be sitting in front of a box fan. But you let that mosquito from the Boot Hill get in that house when the sun goes down. Let a Boot Hill mosquito in there. Man, mama turned the air conditioner down to frozen. I'm telling you. That's how bad a Boot Hill mosquito is. And finally, a Boot Hill mosquito is so bad. I once seen two blues. I seen them. Two brothers. Young, too. They had to be probably in their early 20s. Running side by side in the middle of the night. One was running from bullets, and the other was running from a Boot Hill mosquito. That's how bad the Boot Hill mosquito is, y'all. I'm telling you, if you don't know about a Boot Hill mosquito, ask somebody who's experienced one. Woo! If they're not afraid to talk about it, they'll tell you. Again, I'm just trying to help you. Now, this next segment is I Can't Make You. And I introduced this segment about 7-8 months ago. And the reason why I introduced this segment is for the simple fact is, you know what? I ain't got no kind of power over nobody. I can't influence nobody to do nothing. I'm not no influencer like that. You know what I'm saying? I can make some suggestions and give you my opinion, but I can't make you do nothing. And neither can you. You ain't got no power to make nobody do nothing. You can make some suggestions, but you ain't got no power to make nobody do nothing. So that's why this thing was called I Can't Make You. Number one, I'm being honest, y'all. I can't make you. Number one, my wife. I can't make you get along with my girlfriend. I can't. I just can't. No matter how hard I try, I want y'all to be the best of friends. I can't. I just can't. Number two, I can't make you. My boss. I can't make you understand why I steal from all my jobs. I can't make. I really can't. Sir, ma'am, I can't. My pastor. I can't make you understand. I don't want you laying hands on me. Because I see you up in the pulpit digging in your nose. I can't make you understand that. I don't care. Them boogers ain't blessed by God. I'm sorry. Holy water is different from holy snot. I'm not buying it. And finally, I can't make you my mailman. I can't make you understand I fight you on the first of the month because that's when you try and put the bills in my mailbox. So I can't make you understand that. That's personal right there. That really is. That's personal. And I can't make you understand. Okay? Again, I want to be a blessing and not a curse. I love you guys. Okay? And I just want you to be better and do better. Okay? This segment right here is one that I am quickly growing very fond of, and it's called If That Ain't Stupid. Because if that ain't stupid, you ever seen somebody do something and you just say to yourself, if that ain't stupid. You know what I'm saying? Why would you? What possessed you? How could you? What would you think if that ain't stupid? Number one, if that ain't stupid, you put your dirty microwave in the dishwasher. If that ain't stupid. Number two, you call yourself homeschooling your 10-year-old, but you working two jobs and they never at home. So he's self-taught. If that ain't stupid. Number three, you get kicked out of your apartment paying rent because you spend all your money trying to win the lottery. If that ain't stupid. Number four, you color in your bald spot with a permanent marker. You know what? If that ain't stupid. Number five, you call 911 because you at the ATM and then forgot, Lord Jesus, you at the ATM and you didn't forget your PIN number. If that ain't stupid. Number six, you outside Weight Watchers selling Girl Scout cookies. I don't know about that because you probably make a lot of money. Well, I might have to reconsider that one. Well, that might not be stupid, but it sure is heartless. Number seven, you in Dollar Tree asking for a price check. If that ain't stupid. Number eight, you trying to buy a first-class Greyhound bus ticket. What the? If that ain't stupid. Number nine, you take out a loan to buy lottery tickets. If that ain't stupid. And finally, number 10, you take off work to fight your baby daddy at his job. You know what? That is ghetto as hell, and that is stupid. Again, I just want you guys to know you can be better and do better only if you want better. Come on now. Again, I'm not doing this for me. I'm doing this for y'all. But you know what? You take off from your job to go fight your baby daddy at his job. You know what? That's just, yeah. Anyway, Father, we come to the church announcements, and I ask you to please join us as we get our praise and worship on, okay? For we are the church of Jesus. Take the wheel. I got the gas. Baptist Church. Now, we are small in number, but we are big in faith. Say it again. We are small in number, but we are big in faith. When I look to do the church announcements, I want to make sure everyone's kept abreast of what's going on within the body. There's no saint left behind. Everybody's on the same page and on one accord. I like to do the church announcements for individuals that may not have been able to attend the in-person sanctuary service or don't have access to the Internet, so they are unable to watch us as we stream. For the sick and idiot, shut it up here. Also like to do the church announcements for individuals that may have been in the in-person services or may have been watching us as we stream live but missed some parts or all of the announcements because they were busy running their mouths and passing notes about stuff they have no idea about. Look here. I don't know who thought it was cute, okay? I'm just going to say it like this. The first lady and I, there was some things that had happened, and we was having a conversation, and we were texting each other some things, and the first lady texted a picture of herself, and she didn't have on a lot of garments, and she must have hit the wrong number, and she sent it to somebody, and then this person had the nerve to send it to everybody else in the church. So now folks been looking at the first lady and her skimpies. Let me tell you something. Let me walk by and catch somebody looking at my wife's picture that she sent. You should have erased it, but now instead of erasing it, you got the nerve to put it in the group chat. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something. I'm not going to say no names, Deacon Lonnie. But the next time I catch you at the casino, it's on like popcorn. Thank you. That's number one. Brother Liddell will not be teaching his self-defense classes this Tuesday at 6:30. He got beat up Friday. And honestly, due to his injuries, he's not going to be able to make it. And after the way they beat his butt, honestly, if he can't defend himself, how the hell he going to teach you to defend yours? That's number two. Sister Tanya, please, please quit asking the church to pray for you and husband. You got six kids, about six different men, okay? What we're going to do is pray for your babysitter and some birth control. Deacon Johnson, quit putting all the grease in your hair and then coming up for prayer. The prayer can't get through because my hand keeps slipping down your doggone forehead. Finally, we come to the part of the church announcement I always look forward to, not looking forward to, for the announcement of the Bealing Fund. As you know, the Bealing Fund offers a little bit of everything. So intrigue, mystery, horror, adventure, humor, but most of all, unpredictability. As of the day, the Bealing Fund has raised, and I quote, a higher level of nonsense. Wow. But thank you so much for joining me for another Sunday with Nuts with Dre. And like I always like to do, I'm going to go ahead and pray us out. So I ask that all hears about, all eyes are closed. Unless, of course, you're blind and it really don't matter, doctor. I mean, seriously, really, for real? Wow. Oh, Lord, we thank you for another Sunday with Nuts with Dre. We thank you for another opportunity to come together in fun, faith, and fellowship. Thank you for making a way out of no way. What way? That way. Thank you for opening doors that no man can shut. Hold that door. Thank you for being a lawyer in the courtroom. Guilty, not guilty, innocent, mistrial. Thank you for being a doctor in the sick room. What room is that? Man, cough again and she'll not slap you. You better put a mask on. But most of all, we thank you for being God and God alone. For loving us more than we can love you or even ourselves. Now continue to wrap your arms around us and hold us close to your bosom, keeping us safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. And we will be forever mindful to give you the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You guys be blessed and not stressed. Have a great night. Enjoy your week. I'll see you next Sunday. It'll be more Nuts with more Dre because I'm a little bit hungry. Eat me a little bit bite to eat. Just a little bite, not much. I'm going to put on just a little bit of weight. You guys take care. I miss you already. I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. And understand this. If I don't love you, I probably don't like you either. Good night, folks.
You're so amazing. Yeah. You're so amazing. Yeah. You're so amazing. I'm a sun by you, so astonishing. Future looks bright, so promising. You're a great wonder, no wondering.
Love, you're amazing, you're so amazing, yeah.
I'm amazed by you, up in awe. Your ways are perfect, you're no flaws. Hard to come here and know it sounds out, but
love, you're amazing, you're so amazing, yeah.
Referring to the Virgin Mary's not a fairy tale. Never had a plan, but it did fail. Pour it out blood, I escaped hell.
Love, you're amazing, you're so amazing, yeah.
Set me free, you gave me eternal life. You gave up your life, you sacrificed. Made old things new, made it wrong right.
Love, you're amazing.
Up in it. Look at the name we entangle with. Look at the flame, lit. You cannot shame a kid. Oh, mission, you know it's every day. And we count the cost, that's a major bank. Our sins on the cross, that's a heavyweight. Yeah, you made a way, now we tailor-made. And he the man all I ever need. Spirit running through me like I'm on an IV. Now they see me shine bright like some high beams. And we dripping with the vision, cut the visine. And we blazing trails like it's Dame time. And we bring the heat like it's waves time. And he take the lead like it's game five. And y'all be my step through, I bang mine. Praying that these young hitters really get it. Hope that they got amazing, this is not a gimmick. Hope that they're like official, man, it's not a scrimmage. Hope that they're here, it's risen, you can come and get it. They say that they bout they green like they Kyrie.